It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best deal of the season. If you purchase a gift card or credit with GoPSURV.com now, they will double its value. Call 1-800-519-8467. For more details, you can also check out GoPSURV.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle back here again. We talked about Penn State's 2019 recruiting class on the offensive side of the ball. I want to run down through what they've got committed so far and who's out there yet on the defensive side of the ball. And it's an interesting mix right now. 8 defensive commits. You've got 1 defensive lineman in Hakeem Beamon, which is that's a real area to watch as we head towards the first signing day. 1 true linebacker, let's put it that way, in Brandon Smith, a hybrid in Lance Dixon, 2 safeties, 3 cornerbacks. So you look at the makeup of these defenders, Greg, and it's heavy towards the defensive backfield, and I suspect over the next week or so leading up to signing day, and I also suspect maybe even leading into February, you're going to see at least 1 or 2 more front 7 type defenders come into the fold.
Yeah, I would think there's no question about it. I mean, Penn State, for whatever reason, has always had what feels like a delay in getting these defensive linemen to commit. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, in the past couple of years, Etur Gross-Matos was an early commit. Shaq Antony was an early commit. Shane Simmons, PJ Mustipher in the last class. So it's not like it's not as if they don't get anybody on the defensive side of the ball early on. But it has been a challenge. There's no question about that, to get not just the top names that they want, but also get them early. And that's the case this year with Hakeem Beamon, especially being the only defensive lineman. Penn State needs tackles bad. Needs tackles and needs defensive ends, and it just hasn't, for whatever reason, been able to lock those guys in this year. Now, Jared Harrison Hunty, defensive tackle that visited recently, Devon Ellis, defensive tackle that visited recently, Adisa Isaac is a guy they're still going after, maybe the top target on the board at defensive end. There's names to know, but if Penn State's not able to close the deal with most of them, it's going to be a problem in this class. There's no question about it.
Still plenty of work to do. There's an interesting core of defenders here. But not a lot of muscle, I would say. And that's defensive linemen. And when you're looking at the linebackers, love Brandon Smith. He's an interesting guy, sitting at 6'4"-ish. He's a long linebacker. I'll compare and contrast him to Cam Brown real quick. Cam Brown, coming out of high school, I thought for sure was a defensive end. He on film, what Brandon Smith does differently than that. And you've seen Cam Brown evolve to be a pretty physical linebacker. Like, among Penn State's linebackers right now, he's the longest, skinniest of that group because he's uniquely built. But he wants to hit people as much as anybody does. And Brandon Smith, coming out of high school, has that same film right off the bat. I think he's a little bit – he's more athletic. I think he's more physical as a high school prospect. He plays downhill. You know, I don't look at his film and think that he's got to move anywhere. I don't care how long he is. He's a linebacker through and through. And that's something that, you know, Penn State's been light on – you know, true blue linebackers.
Yeah.
Guys who have a history of playing linebacker. They've got the instincts for it. They've got the physicality for it. I'm not sure. I still don't know about the hybrid experiment. You know, we haven't seen enough returns to say for sure, but there's something to be said about a guy like Brandon Smith who's got experience at linebacker. He's got the mentality to play linebacker. Doesn't have to learn how to be physical in the box, and that's a good thing.
Does he strike you like he strikes me as maybe a more advanced version? This is not going to quite be the same comparison because they're not going to play the same linebacker spots, but he strikes me as a Jesse Lucada type in terms of college readiness, terms of instinct to play linebacker. Now, Lucada is an inside guy and Smith's an outside guy, and there's no debating that, but both of these guys, I think, certainly have the knack that Micah Parsons had to learn at linebacker, and because of that, they're going to, you know, Lucada put himself in position this year, and Smith should quickly put himself in position next this coming year to get snaps early on. He's one of Penn State's I think you wrote the other day about him being the most underrated commit in his class. Is that right? And
yeah, I think it was Adam Friedman from Rivals said that.
I mean,
I was just passing that along.
Is there a 5-star recruit you can remember that's received less buzz than he has?
Yeah, I really think it's because he doesn't fit into a mold. You know, I respect what these national guys have to do in terms of sorting through, figuring out who's a 5-star, figuring out who's better than who based on what you've seen in person, based on what you see on film. But at the end of the day, I think you get into some – I don't want to say stereotypes, but there are certain things you look for a guy who's going to be – put in that elite category. And I think because Brandon Smith doesn't fall into as neat of a box as a lot of these other guys do, he slips through just a little bit, just because there's some projection required, because he's not the prototype at the position. But the Jesse Lucada thing is, it's an interesting comparison, because in terms of body type, they really couldn't be much different than what they are. Lucada has always been bigger and thicker, in that 240-pound range right now. Brandon Smith has to grow into that a little bit. But when it comes to reading, seeing, diagnosing, planting the foot, and driving through guys, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's what I think stands out the most about Brandon Smith, is he brings that length and he brings that athleticism to fall into coverage to the table. And this is where he'll start to contrast from Jesse Lucada, is that he is definitely more gifted in open space, definitely more gifted in terms of covering guys. And then that length can be a weapon and can be an asset too. So I think he plays with the same mentality as Jesse Lucada. I think that's true. And that's one of Lucada's best gifts, I think, is the mentality that he plays with, and the power and strength and physicality. To have that in a guy who's 6'4", 6'5", is a pretty awesome thing too.
Yeah, no question about it. He just has all the things you look for on the field and off the field to be a guy that can play immediately and help your defense. Brent Pry has to be thrilled that they're going to get him in there soon.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking at Penn State's 2019 recruiting class as it stands now, looking ahead to the first national signing day on December 19th. We are running through the defensive commitments so far. We've spent a good solid 5-6 minutes on Brandon Smith because he's worth it. He's viewed as the best player overall in this class, best defender in this class, and for good reason. Lance Dixon is an interesting guy because he is an extraordinary athlete, looking to get more experience and looking to build himself into a linebacker. And I think where Penn State has come from with these types of, and I think it's safe to call it an experiment right now, Koa Farmer is at the same time a success story and a cautionary tale.
Right.
Because he was a 4-star athlete coming from California. He had more of a safeties mentality, more experience as an athlete than he did as a true linebacker. And when he first got some run at linebacker, he just wasn't ready for that how physical and how difficult it was to play against the run with those big bodies all around you. And it just begs the question, you know, how much of that can be taught? How quickly can that be taught? And for a guy like Lance Dixon, how long will it take for him to not only build himself physically into a linebacker, but mentally into a linebacker too? We've been jaded a little bit along the way. We haven't seen where Braylon Faison Walton, where that's headed yet. But to, you know, in my estimation, you know, this hybrid safety linebacker thing hasn't been all that fruitful. Not yet, anyway.
No, I mean, I think what's one of those things, Justin, and correct me if I'm wrong, but to me, it's one of those things where it sounds great in theory. We're going to get this really athletic guy, this really big guy, this really this, this really that, speedy, all athletic, all that. And you say, we're going to get him, we're going to decide what we're going to do with him. But I'll never forget Brent Pry sitting at the Rose Bowl, and he was asked what position Braylon Faison Walton and Braylon Franklin were going to start at. And he was like, man, keeps me up at night thinking about whether these guys are safeties or linebackers. And so far, they have not been either.
Right.
And one of them has left the program, which is Braylon Franklin. So, I mean, it sounds nice in theory to recruit these guys and make them, a hybrid this or a hybrid that. But you're right. Penn State fans, with good reason, are jaded from that whole idea because it just hasn't worked out in practice.
But I think it's worth saying, among the candidates and guys who didn't have a lengthy true linebacker history, Lance Dixon by far is the most special athletically. So he's a little bit different situation than we've seen in the past. But at the same time, you know, developing those instincts and the physicality for that position, it's going to take a little bit of time.
Right.
Mention the defensive backfield, how heavy the class so far was on those guys. You look at this group of cornerbacks, Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, Joey Porter Jr. I think it can be a sneaky good group. Not one of these guys is really getting national acclaim, but you look at Keaton Ellis, who was clearly underrated as an athlete, and you saw he had a monster senior season in State College. We have also discussed the fact that because he's a local kid who committed to Penn State early, didn't really get out there, so to speak, nobody really tried to come into Penn State's backyard and offer him and try to pry him away. He didn't get a lot of attention in recruiting circles. He's starting to get his due late. He's a really good athlete, underrated. Marquise Wilson, the instincts and the length to be a guy who can take the football away.
Yes.
And early on in Penn State recruiting at the cornerback position, they didn't get a lot of guys like this. Got guys who were good and sticky in covers, your John Reeds, your Grant Haley's, those types of guys. But somebody who can actually create some takeaways. Joey Porter Jr. is listed at around 6'2". He's still a little slender yet. He might be the most likely to redshirt from this group. But he is really sticky in coverage.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit surprised watching his film, because you see a guy who's 6'2", you're like, okay, can he be a cornerback?
Right.
Or is he a safety? Is he something different? I'll tell you, I mean, from a coverage standpoint, whether he does or doesn't transition to safety, he can defend guys and he can run stride for stride. He's got the technique. You know, he comes, obviously, his dad, Joey Porter, a former pro player, coach for the Steelers now. He looks very classically trained. So you put it all together and a really good, underrated, I think, group of cornerbacks.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a group that is capable of helping Penn State take the next step, even though it's not going to get the buzz and acclaim and everything else that maybe some of the other position groups will get during the lead up and hoopla, if you will, of National Signing Day. So be sure that this is a good group of guys coming in here. Keaton Ellis, I think, is, you know, we talk about Brandon Smith being underrated as a five star. I think Keaton Ellis is just underrated, period. I mean, I think because he ended his recruitment early, because he could throw a stone from his house to Penn State's campus, you know, there was not all this buzz, fanfare, and everything else. So
looking elsewhere, Tyler Rudolph at 6'1", 205 athletically. He can run and hit people. He's a really good athlete. He's pretty much how you would want to create a safety from high school. Jaquan Brisker is a guy to watch in terms of making an impact early. We will discuss that element of it a little bit more in the next segment. But coming from Lackawanna College and with a little void there at safety, some depth questions to answer. Maybe Brisker's a guy who's going to get in there and make a contribution early. We will discuss that along with plenty more names on the next segment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports. In partnership with GoPSURV, we are introducing the Keystone Sports Network RV. All the benefits of the GoPSURV lot, along with great gift items like catered meal from 409 Barbecue, barbecue gift box, wine gift box, and of course, Labatt beer. Hear all about the KSN RV? Email me at info@ksnsports.net, or you could also reach out with the Contact Us button on your KSN app.